Negative, Casey to Odyssey. Randy, I don't know if this repeat is going to set off, but usually it does after midnight. So if it sets off, suddenly, that's why. And I'll switch over to the ABC machine, which you mentioned. But yeah, I got my 220 radio up and running. Looks phenomenal, and it puts out 55 watts.
Oh, excellent. Well, you've still been fooling around with all these hours? I spoke to you 9 hours ago when I was coming to work. Now I'm going home.
Yeah, I was, doing some stuff around the house, getting everything all in order, and got the radio up. So, I haven't been on the air much, but I've been enjoying and soaking up the nice weather. Other station, why don't you pick it up and then turn it over to Randy, KD2FEN.
Hey, that station, that's one of my locals out there in Long Island, Matt. That was KC2ZUR, that's Richie out there. He's all the way out there by, let's just say, he's out there by the airport, MacArthur Airport.
How you doing, Matt? This is Rich, KC2ZUR. I'm out here by MacArthur Airport, Suffolk County Town Hall.
Okay, very good. So you guys know, I don't think the Eastern Link does, but I know the Western does. The beep goes off after midnight, so you still got to make sure you let go of the tail so it doesn't time out the repeater. But yeah, it's know that very well, and hooked it up. The 220 looks nice. Don't have a lot of junk on 220, which is nice. And pretty good rig. It puts out 55 watts on 220, so can't go wrong with that.
Yes, Pat, I was going to ask, is there anybody on 220? I never really hear anybody talk about it, Everybody's like doing 2 meters, 70 centimeters. 70 centimeters all of a sudden became hot, from what I was saying. But since I've been a ham, the UHF has always been happening for me. I'm all over upstairs, But a lot of guys have been noticing people talk about, there's nothing on UHF, blah, blah, blah. Now all of a sudden everybody's up there. Because whenever I'm up there, the machine, even Simplex, is happening. So I was wondering, I don't hear that many people talking about 220. Is there anything going on there? I mean, I'm sure there's something going on, but, is it the same like here?
Yeah, people are on it. There's I should say select few that have it, that get on the Limewalk one. But it's there, and it looks pretty nice. I know Gizbook has a 220 machine. Just the short time I've been operational with 220, I've made probably 10, 15 contacts on it. So people are around, it's just not really talked about that much.
I'm trying to think. The quad band radio that I had, I don't have it anymore. Everything I got is dual band except for my 857, and I never really thought about it. Hey, Rich, did you hear that?
Yeah, Joe, I heard it. Well, the 220 machine, believe it or not, you see, the reason why it's not that popular is because they don't put them in most dual band radios. You have to get the 220 radio with certain HTs have 2 meter 220. But you gotta get a separate radio because of the multiplier. There's something with the multiplier that doesn't configure. But 220 is like in between here and UHF. It's pretty good. It has decent range. I like UHF. UHF is great. A lot of good repeaters out there. There's some repeaters in the city. very high up, and you can reach them from here with HDs. So it all depends on how high they are, and if you got nothing blocking your signal, they're going to pick you up. UHF works good. 220 will work better.
Yeah, my 857 don't have that, right? I don't know if my 857 has UHF, VHF. What else does it have? I know it's got HF. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a HF 6 meter, 2 meter, 440. It does not have 220.
Oh, that's it, Matt. I don't have it, so... You know, it's one of those things, if it gets popular, you know, or my one up here comes across my hand, I'll get it. Because, it's bad enough I got, you know, I got all this stuff for UHF and VHF, all of a sudden I got an abundance of radios. You know, I got a Kenwood 210, a motor band, I got the EZ2900 motor band, I got a TMV7 Kenwood, that's dual band. I got both these Motorola radios, UHF and VHF. You know, I got antennas out the wazoo. I just got my GMRS license. So now I'm up there, and I had an order antenna for that. Because I wanted an antenna from up there. So it's like, you know, pretty soon my truck is no longer a fire truck.
Hey, Yeah. Brandon, I don't know if you ever heard of the N2ION repeater system. That's a very nice 70-centimeter system. You know, there's a repeater in Oceanside, and there's one in Manhattan as well. The one in Oceanside is up on a really high. It's on one of those big radio tower antennas. Systems. So that's a very nice one. There's a fair amount of good guys on that repeater as well.
Yes, sir. KD2FEN Mobile, Bell Parkway. Where am I now? Oh, I'm over here by King's Plaza. I copy that, Matt. Well, I tell you. Did you say you were going to email me? No, was that somebody else? You know, it's like, I had a real busy night tonight. So, usually on Sunday nights, I usually don't work all night. Usually I work for about 4 or 5 hours. You know, top 6. I usually got an hour or two to bump around. Tonight I worked, I turned around, man, it was starting to bunch out. I had a busy night tonight, so I don't remember, but... Were you the one who was supposed to email me the link? Or links? Or something like that for repeaters?
Yeah, affirmative. I'm going to email you the whole link for that. And the ones which I use. But yeah, you know, that's a really nice one. Nice 70 centimeter one that I like a lot. Gets away some of the slime off junk, but you know, it's nice. It has a good group of guys on that machine as well.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, repeaters are for everybody. You know? If you got a group of people and you got a group of people... Oh, man. These bumps are killing me over here. I tell you, the Bell Park was murder. I had a hole last night. I think I cracked my exhaust in the back by the muffler. It sounds a little bit louder. I think I cracked the pipe. Gosh darn it. I'll check that out tomorrow. But anywho, you know, the simplex is great when you got a bunch of guys and you're in the same area. But I think repeaters are great. I gotta tell you. Because, like I said, I'm talking to people, you know, all over the place. So the frequency, the repeater I really like for some serious distance. Besides the one I got at home, I was just speaking with somebody today from Germany or Italy. I just couldn't make them out that clearly. Anyway, the ABC, W2ABC, the Bears, what is it? How's it called? Bears something repeater, something I can't think straight right now, but you know what I'm talking about. 147-270. That's a tight repeater. I was coming home like last Sunday night, like I'm talking to you guys. There was a guy with a handy talkie at his desk in Washington, D.C., and he was talking with a guy in Los Angeles by Disney World.
Yeah, Joe, that guy you were talking to when you were going to work, getting ready, I don't think he was in Germany. He was somewhere going through the Echo Room. He was telling you he was using an Android. He was sitting home watching the news. And he was in Europe. He was definitely in Europe, but I don't remember where. But you were going through the Echo Link, and his accent was hard to understand. You had to really listen to it, and then you could pick out what he was saying. KC2, that you are back to KD2 FEM.
Okay, you were monitoring. Oh, very good. He kept talking to him about German, but then was up with Italia, and he kept blurring out the province that he was in. But I had the radio blasting, Richie, and I could not make him out. I think it was M2COL, forget his name, the club number. He was relaying the message. I don't know if you heard him when he was talking to me. Then he started talking to him. Then I popped into the gas station. I came out. Everybody was gone. But, man, I could not make heads or tails. You know, I call every 10 words, I caught one, you know, and I was like, and I can tell you, a German is very good to deliver a nice copy. It was one of those. For the life of me, I was like, I can't believe this.
KC2YDT. Yeah, you know, Echo Link can be like that if you're in a spotty area. Like I said, you know, Randy, I'm going to email you a whole list. There's a whole lot of good repeaters around here, which work very well, and you shouldn't have a problem at all with any of them.
I copy. Over here by Cross Bay Boulevard, right off the exit ramp, you got three cars up on top of each other. I guess the first car jammed on his brakes. The car back of him ran into him and came up on top. And the car back of him, this looks like something you see on YouTube.
He wasn't German. He was not a German accent. He was giving his call. He was giving it out in phonetic. And the G that you kept hearing saying Germany, he was that stood for G in his call sign. And then he scoped out his city.
Yeah, I wish. I mean, I was on the parkway when he was asking how fast I was going. You remember that part? I was telling him, well, we don't have kilometers, we got miles per hour here. But whatever the case, I mean, I got kilometers on my speed, of course, but I wish I recorded it so I could play it back and I could listen to it with headphones. Because I don't know what he was speaking. Because I've spoken plenty of times to people with broken English. Yeah. And now, I don't know what that was. I thought he was drunk at first.
Yeah, there's a quick question.
Well, good afternoon or good evening there, fellas. This is Scott in Las Vegas and 7BZN. I'm just listening to the conversation. I find it interesting. But the different accents is kind of throwing me off a little bit. I was wondering if you guys, on your each one of your next transmissions, if you could just throw out your location, because I'm just curious. One of them definitely sounds New Yorkish. Anyway, if you guys can throw a location out so I can put accents on locations, that'd be very cool. I'd appreciate it. Anyway, N7, be easy, and I'll be on the side just listening. Thank you.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is KC2ZUR. My name is Rich, and I'm located in Long Island, New York.
Well, very cool. I didn't know, you know, because you know, here I'm in Vegas, and Vegas is a kind of melting pot. We literally have people from all over the country, and a lot of people from back east move out here. So I didn't know if one of you guys were local here, or, you know, talking to buddies back home or something. So anyway, I was just curious. Very cool. I'll go ahead and get out of your guys' way and let you guys keep on talking about broken mufflers and GK Germany. This is N7BZN, Scott in Las Vegas. I'll be on the side listening.
Yeah, Scott, you can join in. Join in and talk with the N7BZN. You going through the Echo Link? I just want to ask.
No, sir. I'm on a repeater here in Las Vegas. I was just, it's programmed in my radio, and I was, there was a little activity on the radio tonight. I was just kind of scanning along, and I found you guys. So. Yep, just listening on IRLP.
Okay, I
want to
say, Southwest Internet.
I'm not sure what, how it's linked or... Okay, so what is it going through the Internet, and then it's coming out on another repeater through the Internet?
Yeah, it's hooked to a reflector, and the reflector can take input from either IRLP, you know, repeaters or Echolink, and so that's how we're all hearing each other anyway. So, but I'm not overly familiar with this particular repeater. I know the guy that owns it, but I'm not real familiar with the different connections that it has available. But yeah, Echolink and IRLP often are linked together through bridged conferences. So that's what's going on.
Okay, KSU2YDT, let me just jump in there real quick.
Okay. Well, Scott, I tell you, you sound like you're sitting right next to me. That's how good it is. All right. Well, I'm going to pass it over to Joe. He's in the car, so you might want to call if they're coming home from the city. And it was nice to meet you. You're my first long-distance contact through a repeater, I guess. This repeater seems to be the strongest repeater on Long Island anyway, at least that I found. So that's the best signal. Good repeater. All right. I'm going to pass it over to KD2FBN. This is KC2ZQR. Nice to meet you guys.
Now, Rich, you're on 147375, correct?
Yes, yes. Joe, what are you on, UHF?
No, I'm on 146. I'm on 146850. I'm coming through the Glen Oaks repeater, which is tied into the Selden Farmingville repeater. And that's the one you're on.
KC2YDT.
Hey, Matt.
Okay, I'm just making sure the tail drops on this repeater. IRLP is, when it's what I was, Joe, it's what I was telling you about before. LIMARC, which, you know, the gentleman from Las Vegas is coming in via the reflector on node number 9196. It's hooked up to the Glen Oaks side, and that's how he comes into this repeater system. And, some repeaters have IRLP. The majority of them have IRLP have Echolink as well. Some only have IRLP, but yeah, it works very well, and you come in the way I was telling you about before, Joe. Joe?
There are very few repeaters that have both IRLP and Echolink.
Hi, very good. Well, I just got to explain to you. You know, listen, I understand what you said, you know, but between reflectors and nodes and what about, I know about, well, yeah, I know about internet, but I'm still confused. I gotta tell you. You know, it's one of those conversations that I keep asking the people in my club, and they try to explain it to me like you do, but I need you to be sitting in front of me. And I need you to draw, like, where does it start? How does it begin? Is this node in someone's basement? You know, I mean, what is it hooked up to? Who hooks it up? Who powers it? You know, is it a little shack at the bottom of a tower? You know, this, I need pictures. I need emails. I need links. I need things to read because this has got my curiosity. I love the Echolink. Personally, I think, from my past experience, Echolink and Androids don't work that great together. Because I've had the Android phones, and it worked like garbage. But when I use my iPhone, it's plenissimo. Back to you.
I believe there was a breaking station in Ellet, KE2EJ, when you come back, KC2YDT.
Hello, Matt. Time today's repeater goes bad. Didn't fire off, and I'm going to find out why, but it's not going to be on for that much longer.
Okay, not a problem, Eric, and Joe and other stations, can you guys do a fly to the ABC machine?
Well, I'm on Long Island right now. I don't know if ZUR has that frequency. Hey, Rich, do you have the 147270?
147270. I might not. I might only have Suffolk County repeated, but I can put it in.
The time is 12:36 a.m. 73, and good night.
Okay, 147270. Go there and I'll find you.
Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link clear.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system, node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
Nothing, Rich. Just getting started. I'm almost at the Meadowbrook.
I gotta stop for fuel. So, I'll be a little bit behind you.
Yeah, I can wait until I get home to get the petrol.
And Thursday when I got home, I didn't bother stopping and topping off some. Oh well, I guess I'll just have to pay the price now.
I take it was a good to be me Friday.
Oh yes. Oh yes indeed.
We were making that assumption when you weren't on Friday morning.
See? Sometimes assumptions can be good.
So, did you ever get that poached pear?
Never wound up finding one where I could purchase it and bring it home, but did have quite a bunch of them last week. Almost one every other night, prepared by she who will be the next famous baker.
You almost used Wendy's title for her.
She's not going to be obese, but she who will be the next big baker, I guess. I'll come up with a fitting title for her. But let me just run into the petrol station here and pump my petrol. I'll be right back. And to BPN.
I'll be here and choose anything.
Back on the roll, and to BPN.
And to ZEP in the four laner, moving well.
Okay. So hopefully more potholes got repaired over the weekend.
Yeah, you know, they may not be holes, now they're bumps.
Bumps is better than holes, because bumps don't take up rims and tires.
Yeah, and they also don't swallow cars.
Speaking of swallowing, did you see the sword swallowing contest this weekend?
No, I did not.
It was on the news. Quite interesting.
Not something that I'm fascinated by.
I guess you have to take your mind out of the box. Yes, Greg?
I was just popping on to say hello for a few minutes. See what's going on. I started listening when you went to pump fuel, Rich. So how was your vacation? Your mini vacation?
It was glorious. It was glorious. Just look at the pictures.
Next, tonight at 8:30, welcome to the W2VL repeater.
Yeah, it looks like you're up in the Lake Placid area. Was it just for fun and recreation, or was this another scouting for the offspring?
I guess you didn't see the 40-some-odd pictures that went up later.
No, I didn't. I just saw all the posts of where you were eating breakfast at that early hour in the morning.
The Presidential Scholarship Weekend for getting money. Get some money. They want to interview and talk to the people that they're going to hand out the money to so they can decide just how much.
Was this the day that she had to do the poached pear for real?
No, that's coming. that's another day for more money.
Okay. Well, hopefully she'll get some.
What's the post fare?
Look it up, Greg. Just look it up.
Well, my question is it actually made with a pair, or is that just what they're calling it?
Oh, it's actually made with a pair. Look it up. Greg, when you look it up, don't say post. It's poached, as in an egg.
Okay, well, the reason I asked is...
He finally came back. You stepped all over him, Greg. Gary.
Just because I'm on the east and I'll have to flip to the other one. Did you ever have a Korean pair?
No, I can't say that I ever had a Korean pair. Is it prepared in the same way as a poached pair?
No, it's actually just the pear itself. And it looks like a pear, but it's a cross between, it's a little bit bigger, but it's almost like a cross between an apple and a pear. Now, I don't particularly like pears at all. I don't like them. But the Korean pear, I like it. It's a different taste. It's almost like an apple pear. It's the only way to explain it. And that would be interesting if she tried poaching one of those things. Because they taste incredible. You have to try a Korean pear. I will bring you one day. And you would like it. I can guarantee it. And it's like, almost like a pomelo, like grapefruits. I hate a grapefruit. But there's a thing called a pomelo, which is like a grapefruit from somewhere else. And it tastes, that thing tastes good. I don't like a grapefruit, but that pomelo thing tastes good. It's like that kind of thing.
You guys talk, I'm not really in the mood. N2ZEP.
Not in the mood. Really? Maybe we could get you in the mood.
We could get him in the mood. You gotta change up the conversation a little bit. He wasn't interested in the pairs. I bored him in 2 seconds. You know what is interesting? I tried to, you guys are, well, he's into cameras a little bit. I got that little thing that makes the camera go online, and it's pretty cool because it seamlessly transmits the camera onto my, it does it onto the TV, it does it onto the computer, it does it onto the iPhone, the iPad, and you could actually use it as a remote control device. So you could actually set up the camera and, you know, point it where you want to point it and look at your iPhone, you know, while you're sitting there in front of the camera. And you could actually make the camera take the picture while, you know, control it from your iPhone. And you could see exactly what's going on the whole time. That was a pretty cool little app.
I'm riding right behind WA2B.
2B or not 2B, that is the question. You got to get in front of them and give them a wave. Swing the microphone at them or something.
I'll flash him a big toothy grin. I'll follow him and make him all paranoid. I'll get left right up his bumper and tailgate him.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta give him some flashes, get him a little annoyed. Or get in front of him and go really slow.
Yeah, well, him and his pretty blue Jeep.
Follow him. Oh, and I used Garish's idea. It took me a while to get it. The squeegee thing for the glass door showers. It really does work. The glass doors don't need much cleaning because they have some kind of protective film over it, so it kind of runs off by itself. But when you use that little squeegee, it looks like you never even took a shower in there. So my wife is very excited about that, and I was very critical on which one I purchased.
Oh, wow, I'm just like so excited for your squeegee purchase.
I'm grabbing at straws to try to get Gary excited and back into the conversation.
I don't know, do you want to talk about the effects of gingivitis on tooth decay?
No, but I really did want him to see the video of where they pulled this guy's tooth. It was the most disgusting thing I ever seen. They pulled his tooth, and when his tooth came out, they were all little, like, white worms inside of his gums hanging out, moving around and wiggling around, living underneath there. That was the most disgusting thing that I've ever seen.
You know, why do you need to talk about such disgusting things this early morning?
It gets me prepped for my work day. Today I gotta go. I gotta grab a truck and I gotta work on the Robert Moses Bridge. At least... I gotta blow some lines on the bridge. You know, all the pipes will rot at every joint. We try to blow the lines out the first time, and the pipes were rotted out at the expansion joints. I won't even call them expansion joints. They were rotted out at the, they were like seams on the bridge that were closed in with like little rubber foam or something, like between these little things, but they weren't expansion joints. There was no pipe. It actually was gone. So I don't know what they did to rectify that situation. I haven't been on the job, but apparently they did something to fix it. So now I've got to go back and blow the drags in with my compressor truck.
Get a hand out of the darn thing.
Yeah, you really need a rotter over there. Too many leaks on that pipe. Now I'm running into the shop to bring paychecks out. And then I shoot over to Hicksville. Then I shoot over to the bridge.
You are just the man. You're the man. I don't know how to describe it in any other way. You are T-H-E-S-A-N. NCPN Mobile, following WA2B.
I'm waiting for him to pop on. I guess he's not listening.
KB2X. Following your boy, and he's oblivious that I'm behind him. Try running into him. Try running him off. He's in the right lane here on the northern state. I could try and put him in the weeds. Listen
to his satellite radio. This is KB2PM, QN Mobile. Good morning. See you guys now.
Bridge is a major brake check at 188 inches ZEP. Thank you, Gary. Well, what'd you do over the weekend, or who did you do over the weekend, Skeety?
I did something over the weekend. It was productive and reproductive. Had to do a series of plumbing repairs. Failed valves, clogged restrictors, stuff of that nature. I guess something popped through on Thursday, Friday. But I'm glad I was here for it. So that's all rectified. What else? Started up the bed. Couldn't go anywhere with it, but still running nice, running like a top. I hear that unbelievable electrician out there. How are you, sir?
I thought you were talking about Rich. I just ended up getting back in the car. I had to grab the checks. I got everyone's check but mine. In Vegas. They sent my check out with somebody else. I purposely do that so I can get my check. Now I don't have it and I have everyone else's. And how are you doing, Stevie?
You're not on direct deposit?
You're not on direct deposit? What's up with that?
They don't offer it in my shop. I've tried to do it. I gave them the account numbers and everything else, and I got all the papers from the bank. They don't do it.
You in our contract. They have to do direct deposit. It's in our contract.
That's because it's too dangerous for you guys to carry such large sums around.
Bite me, Kramer.
Yeah, bite him. So I take the swing is over. Was Gary hiding in the bushes over there?
Yeah, Gary's out for the thing. I think maybe it's that time in a month.
He cycles with his wife.
Gary, you okay in there, Tantala? What's the matter? You can talk to us. Maybe he doesn't feel good. Leave the guy alone.
He's probably thinking about all the money he's got to spend on that wedding.
Well, that'll make your head spin. So it's a little chilly up here. You missed our taste of spring down here.
Bridge, stay over to the right between 188th and 168th. It's an access left lane. Engines ready to be clear. Thank you, guys. I'm still like all champ and all creepy crawly back here by Lake File. So it must have spread back rather quickly like a virus. And while you had the taste of spring, it wasn't like it was -9 like it was last night. It was comfortable. It actually got up to almost 40 degrees a couple of days. As a matter of fact, they had to close the interior of the ice castle because they were afraid of, you know, someone getting hurt from a 800-pound block of ice dislodging itself and, you know, coming down on somebody, so they had yellow tape all around.
I used to go hunting up over there, but it was a long time ago. I was in my teens. Don't remember a whole lot. I think my father shot a deer over there somewhere. Scroon Lake. Is that over there?
Down south. That's down south. And I kept saying, wow, I wish I had a white magic marker. I'd like to change it to Shroom Lake.
That's why he doesn't remember most of it.
My own call ends tomorrow, and let me tell you, I am happy because I think there's going to be some snow. That's all at a word later in the week. Is that correct?
No, just they're saying it's not even going to be an accumulation. It might be a tiny little flurry. Might be a tiny little flurry, and then, but the weather's going to get chilly. So next weekend should be quite nipply.
Good time to get out of Dodge.
Yeah, you'll be going down, I'll be going back up. What new drama do you have for us from this weekend, Kramer? And TPN.
Nothing really. Nothing. I used the diatomaceous earth filter on the fish tank. That was very exciting. And it like polishes the water. And that was it. That's all I actually did. And that was it. And now I have a very pretty, sparkly looking fish tank. That was my whole drama for the weekend. The kids' room is done. The bedroom is done. And that's about it.
What are you going to sell those bags of full filter powder for?
Oh, and I found out it's usable. You can use the pool diatomaceous earth in place of the one that they sell in the pet store. You can actually use it. There's just slight differences. And that's it. So, but I didn't use it. I used the one from the pet store. But I asked the pet store owner. He says, I used the one from the pool.
He's selling you stuff that you could have gone to Leslie's pool and bought yourself.
I have it, you know, for my pool. So, I just wanted to make sure. I asked the professional, and he said you can use it. So, whatever. It seems to work. So, But boy, that's some difference, boy. You use that DE, that it really does polish the water. It even helps take the ammonia out and stuff. It's some unbelievable. The tank. So now I gotta watch him. If he goes after the fish, then that he's small now, so the fish have been more or less going after him, looking at him. But if I see him coming up at night trying to grab the fish, that's it. I'm gonna get him out of there. But it's interesting. It's a cool looking thing.
What's cool looking? I missed that.
I put a lobster in the fish tank.
A rock lobster?
It's a little baby lobster. Remember rock lobster? And they used to wear the flower pots on their heads. Rock lobster, and the other crazy song was fish heads. Roly-poly fish heads.
Flower pots on their heads was Devo. B-52s didn't wear flower pots on their heads.
Oh, I thought that was Devo who did that song. I'm losing my mind. I really did. I always thought it was Devo that did that song.
Yes, it's better than losing your religion. I think the one of the guys died last week from Devo, one of the guitarists. It's better than losing your religion. Was it good?
Secret agent man.
Mike Greg, step on a crack.
Break your mama's back. Funny, but when I do walk through the city, I try to avoid those cracks.
Because of Devo.
No, I always heard that years ago, years before Devo ever came out. And for some reason it gets stuck in your head and I don't step on the cracks.
Hey, your mama's back. A problem comes along. Anyway, I figured you'd pee with all the nice weather out there this weekend. You'd pee cleaning out the garage and, you know, starting up the zipper.
It would take, but now we just did two bedrooms throughout the week. So basically it was get everything back in the bedrooms kind of weekend. And that's the way that was, so. And we went up to, what did we do? We went up to that Vernon Mountain Creek or something in Vernon. We went up there and tried to do tubing and whatever else was open. And that's what we did.
Yeah, it's on 12 o'clock. It's on 4 away, as I indicated. So, looks like I dodged the bullet. I swapped with somebody I was feeling next week. So, hopefully I'm missing you.
Yeah, I had to change my two back tires, which is kind of weird. They started rocking the car back and forth, so I changed one that I had a spare for, and it didn't work, so I said, that's it, and I bought two new back tires. But I guess it was from potholes. I don't know what caused the treads inside just started rocking back and forth.
Must have been all of those power-breaking burnouts.
It's front-wheel drive. Not the Viper. I had to do it for the little work car I got, that Regal GSX.
I did put air in my tires this weekend. That was a... I'm happy about that. Gotta get the Toxic Avenger over to the car wash. It is covered in salt. It's very salty. Yeah. It's all salty, hard. Speaking of salty, the G's want to come down, the hospital G's want to come down to the Boca Retreat for Cinco de Mayo, so we're plotting a trip for them. Notice I don't use the word planning, I'm using plotting. Oh my, sounds like
it's going to be a mass fun down there.
I hope so. Supposed to talk about it today. One of the usual suspects. With a couple of the Russian girls are going to come. She said, sure. The more the merrier.
It'll just be you and all the cheese?
So far, I don't know if my friend Brian is going to come down solo or with his girlfriend, so there might be another guy there.
A relief pitcher?
Yes. Yes. The middleman.
Hey, I have a technical question. Probably very simple, but I know one of you two guys could answer it.
Yeah, one hangs low to the other, Kramer.
I tried out another radio I got in, and I was trying it out, and Al said it sounds good, but there's really not enough deviation. What do they mean by deviation? The way your audio carries up and down? What's that mean?
You're probably talking about your deviant behavior.
Hey, you're going to have to be a little more twisted when you're on that radio.
That's why I'm good. I knew you guys could explain it.
Any other questions?
Oh, not really.
Nope.
That was about it. For another lovely day at work. We'll be talking to Rich on the way home, and he'll tell us how he got 2.5 hours overtime. When we go in the same time and leave the same time,
Kramer, there's just something seriously wrong with the people that you work for.
Old contract is local. That's why.
Can I tell you? So, sit back and enjoy the ride, because you're the ones who built it.
It's not that simple. There's also a lot more non-union competition out here than there is in the city. At least I believe that to be true. And also, Long Island, for the most part, is built. I mean, there's really not a lot of huge construction going on like there would be in the city. I mean, over here, it's little things here and there. That's about it. That's probably part of the reason why it's so weak.
You keep thinking that and keep deluding yourself into all of those explanations and excuses and everything else, and that's fine. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Steve, and PPM Mobile.
What kind of radio was it that you were playing with before?
I got a 2-meter base. I finally got it in from the guy from Craigslist. He shipped the thing in a box with a desktop mic and a tone, I don't know what you call it, a tone box that would, you know, you attach to the radio and it puts the tones in. And he shipped it with no packing whatsoever, just in a big box, too, so the radio could just fly around and flip all over the place in there. And it actually didn't get destroyed. The mic got broken in half. I glued it back together, but the radio worked, so I was happy with that. It's an ICOM 211, 2-meter all-mode base. Only puts out 10 watts, but it works.
W2SET Mobile, good morning.
Disco Pete recognized and hope you had a good Columbus Day weekend. Okay, I remember those things. Why on earth would you get one of them, though? That's my question to you. So, Pete, go ahead. And again, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving Day weekend. Good 4-day weekend. And you can give it over to Rich if he wants to talk to you. This is KQAM, okay.
Say no, but, you know, whatever. crowd or two, and then I have to stay at the side until I get into better territory in Norwich, though. And, yeah, besides, we had a good week. I was trying to see what you got there, Greg, with that new device was that you got. We were just doing a little conversation. And, yeah, everything went well. The flights went well. There was a delay last Saturday, the 15th, trying to get out with a little snowstorm that we had. But after a five-hour delay, sitting at the Sky Club in Delta, it wasn't good. Went through Minneapolis. That was talking about cold. Got single digits, zero at night. Let's go to you and
couple of words out of that whole entire conversation. No, we caught most of them. They were pretty much in there. A little itchy and scratchy. But he was in there. Like I said, another lovely day of work for all of us. Pete's the luckiest one, because he gets all the holidays. He's lucky. And now that school's open, we're going to have to deal with traffic again. And, Stevie.
Okay, very good. I'm trying to think. I don't remember if I wish you a happy Veterans Day, Pete. I'm trying to catch up. It's been a little while. I'll get there. And I think you went to Puerto Vallarta, as I recall. So I hope you did a Mexican hat dance and that it was a lot of fun. I think you've been there before. I have not been there. It's one of the places I have not been to. But I will be shut down shortly myself. And I do touch myself. Pete, over to you. Let's see if we can dig in out this transmission.
Hello, Greg. I'm going to bow out.
And it was my fourth time in Puerto Vallarta, believe it or not. Really good. Something like a third home or a fourth home. So I'll be back 6-8 minutes or so. Over to Rich. Nothing to listen to all of them.
I think he's done. Noise stopped. Anyway, so, Kramer, I wanted to ask you about that thing that you said with the camera. You said something about this little gizmo that goes with your camera now that connects up to the computer and the TV and all this stuff. What is it? Bluetooth? Wi-Fi? What is it? Does it take the place of the memory card on the camera? How does it, or do you have to have a special camera for this thing? What is it? Inquiring minds want to know. And to ASS and to PBN.